Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you might remember last week our reporter Brian O'Connell looked at how difficult the house buying market is at the moment, with reports of many properties going well above their asking price. Today we want to go back a step and take a look at how difficult it is to get a mortgage in the first place in the current climate. Something, Brian, that's difficult at the best of times, but what's been happening during COVID?
So at the start of the pandemic, we had looked at this issue. And back then, I suppose banks were adamant. They didn't have a blanket policy in relation to not giving mortgage approval to people who were on, for example, the pandemic unemployment payment or whose employers had availed of assistance. But here we are a year on, and it would appear what's happening, Philip, is that for many, the banks are giving mortgage approval in principle. But then when you go to actually draw down the funds, it's a very different story. And I suppose this is despite the fact that some borrowers have managed to add significantly to savings in the past year and their incomes wouldn't have dropped. There are calls for the central bank to take a more robust line now with banks, and we'll get to hear what they have to say shortly.
Yeah, you've been very thorough. You've spoken to all sides here. Let's start though, Brian, if we can, with the brokers. Are they still able to offer the same service as normal?
Well, they're in a very tricky position because on the one hand, there's huge demand for services. Yet on the other hand, there are a lot more uncertainties now as to whether or not a client can move to draw down the loan, and many brokers won't get paid until that actually happens. Now, I spoke to Jerry Heine. He's Managing Director of Park Financial Planning. And Jerry began by telling me he's never seen demand for his services so high in all the decades he's been in business. Jerry started telling me about the mortgage market at present.
There's unprecedented demand for mortgages. Their demand is substantially higher than supply, and that is having a massive impact on the price of properties. And you'll find that most properties at the moment are actually being sold for more than the guy prices, and in some cases, substantially more than the guy prices. Customers are able now to save substantially more than they were in the past, and they're using those savings to put down bigger deposits.
Tell me then about the people who are struggling to get mortgages, and I've been speaking to some of them.
It's through no fault of their own because, you know, they're getting paid their full salaries, but because their employer is availing of the scheme, the customer is effectively being penalised. And where it hits mostly is people who have actually got mortgage approvals and they're waiting to close.
In your experience, is that across all the banks?
It would be. Absolutely. The bank will give you approval in principle to tell you they will give you the funds, but they won't go to a formal loan offer, so to enable you to sign a contract, until they get clear evidence that either yourself or your employer are not in receipt of any COVID assistance. Particularly if you're working in hospitality or in the retail industry, it's proven very, very difficult.
And we know those government supports are there to protect viable businesses.
This is the thing, because, you know, all the employers are being encouraged by the government to avail of these schemes to make sure that obviously when things get back to normal that these people will have their jobs. But the lenders unfortunately don't see it that way. You know, their attitude is that there's a substantial risk involved, in the sense that how do they know that the businesses will not become fully viable again? And for that reason, they're adopting an ultra-conservative view in terms of it.
How do you see things working out over the next 6 months? Because some people I've been talking to, again, who have been looking for a while, are now saying, we're going to pause here.
The demand is exceptionally strong. There's very little supply because, you know, people will not put their properties on the market until they can do open viewings, or they can do viewings where people can see the properties. But
what would your advice be, finally, Jerry, to anybody who's beginning the process of trying to get a mortgage at the moment?
Really, you will be try and save as much as possible, get as much a deposit as possible, so you have to borrow as little as possible. Take your time, the property will come, but don't rush into it, because, you know, we don't know where it's going to be in 6 months, but there certainly would have to be a hope that there will be a much greater supply, and that greater supply will lead, you know, should lead to a cooling down of the market at that stage.
Jerry Heine of Park Financial Planning there, Brian. It's a really thorny dilemma for borrowers, isn't it? Because you might get mortgage approval, but then your boss might have availed of the TWSS after you got approval or without telling you.
That is the real issue, and particularly an issue, for example, if you're buying in a new development, so you could have already committed to buying the house, you have your loan approval, sign contracts, and then you discover you can't draw down. So, you know, for people who are going to buy their dream home, they could end up living a COVID nightmare instead. One person who I spoke to, Philip, who's in the thick of it at the moment, is Chef Dino Savic. He's originally from Croatia, and he's living and working here many years. He's working full-time as a chef. The business he's working for is in receipt of the subsidy scheme. As a result, then, he is totally hamstrung and he can't get to draw down a mortgage. This is some of his story.
As long as we are on employment wage subsidy scheme, banks will not provide us to draw down the mortgage. So you can get your approval in principle, but you can draw down. They're saying that it's not up to them, it's up to central bank.
Maybe the banks are just being prudent. Maybe they're just being very cautious.
They are being cautious, of course. For our perspective, we are looking at like loan to value, maybe not even 50% of the property. So not each case is exactly the same. I mean, not like I'm personally not on PUP. My company is. And as long as the company is on PUP, on employment-based subsidy scheme, you can't draw down the mortgage.
So your wages are the same. When do you think you'll be able to get your mortgage?
So by the number of brokers and the banks we went into, they said, like, as soon as my company gets off the employment-based subsidy scheme, we could draw down. Don't get me wrong, we could apply for it now. You can draw down the mortgage. You know, there's no point because the housing market's going up and down. Like, you know, like houses are selling. There is no point that you actually look for the property if you are not at least mortgage approval.
Brian, it's almost as if the actuaries in the banks are saying, we haven't changed our assessment of you, Dino. We think that you're still a good borrower, but we have changed our opinion about your sector or your employer.
Precisely, and it's almost as if a judgment has been made on whole sectors. The Restaurants Association of Ireland aren't happy with this, as you can imagine. So they raised the issue of what they call blacklisting of the hospitality employees by banks. They told me their own research shows that a number of banks have an automatic mortgage rejection policy for all hospitality workers, and they're now calling on the central bank to take action.
And you've spoken to TDs who've intervened with banks on behalf of constituents.
I mean, several TDs have been raising this as an issue. One of those who's been tracking it and trying to apply pressure is Labour Party finance spokesperson Jed Nash. Now, he says things were tricky last year, but often when interventions were made, the banks would relent. But this is proving very hard this year, as he told me.
We know the situation now between applicants for first time, you know, would-be homeowners in particular who are on the EWSS or indeed whose firm may be on the EWSS and they're not receiving it themselves, that things have become much more complicated with the banks over the last few months. You know, what they're doing now is moving the goalposts every few weeks. Situations we're dealing with at the moment would involve, for example, applicants who, if they were applying themselves, would meet all the criteria to get drawdown of their mortgage, but maybe making an application as a couple. There might be one of the partners who would be working with a firm who's on the EWSS, but they're not actually drawing it down themselves. So the EWSS, yeah, they may be working in another part of the company. And the banks have at the very least frustrated them and in some cases just simply refused their permission to draw down their mortgage. This is causing huge heartbreak.
To play devil's advocate, are the banks not just being prudent yet? Because who knows where many of these businesses might be in 6 months' time. Hopefully they'll be back the full of their health, but you just don't know.
Traditionally, banks would have, of course, done very significant and robust background checks. But now we have an unreal situation where for probably the first time in our history, we have actually seen lenders doing what I would describe as financial background checks, not just on the employers of those applicants, but also looking at an analysis of the entire economic sector in which an applicant might work.
Labour's Jed Nash there. You did speak to the central bank, Brian. What do they say?
I got a fairly lengthy response, Philip, which I'll tweet, but essentially they told me they expect lenders to be consumer-focused and operate within the Consumer Protection Code. Where a lender refuses a mortgage, the lender must clearly outline why. Now, the central bank did tell me, interestingly enough, they are aware of additional credit checks prior to drawdown of mortgages, and this is to ensure there's been no material change to the customer's financial circumstances. In November 2020, the central bank wrote to mortgage lenders outlining expectations that lenders clearly communicate with customers at all stages of the mortgage application process, including those customers who have already received loan offers. So if people are still not satisfied, they can't complain to the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman.
And what are the banks saying?
Well, Brian Hayes is Chief Executive of the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. He outlined just over a week or so ago that mortgages were up almost 4% in February compared to the same time last year. He also said that lenders are not using wage subsidy support schemes as a way to blackball mortgage applicants. And he said that banks apply a precautionary principle and they deal with each application on a case-by-case basis. He said it's not unreasonable for lenders to ask these questions.
Brian, thanks very much.